Hey everybody, welcome back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we have the whole gang here together. But before we get started, let's get them lightsaber checks. Mav.
Hey, I'm Mav. I'm playing Dosh, and my lightsaber is a 17. Marshall.
Hey everybody, this is Marshall. I'm playing Keegan, and I got a 14. Sean, why don't you go?
I'm Sean, and I play Force. I rolled an 8. Jesse.
Hi everybody, I'm Jesse. I play as Oswald, and I got, what is that number? A 9. John.
This is John playing as Lucius, and I got a 7.
Oh, thank you, John. Thank you.
We're going to recap about my day off episode. Tell you guys all about it.
I was just preparing for that.
So we begin this session here in the Arferi district at the once known as Randall Umbrasen Estate. Oswald, you're one of the last people to show up for Fours, Dosh, and Keegan. You will see Matilda drop off Lucius before she will head out, and Oswald, you will show up shortly after that. Jasper is still here with Cobbler, Xavier's company. Bold Construction is still working on the well in the surrounding area, but you guys will get a friendly welcome as you return to the Arferi district as people wave and continue about their day. But back at the house, all gathered together, it is a nice summer day, and you can sit outside and look at the orange orchard with its strange fruits as Cobbler chases small rodents through the yard.
Get him, Cobbler, get him!
Is it like a flurry of construction here, or is that slowed down?
It's still quite a bit of construction.
When Oswald arrives, he probably would just say hey to everybody and go sit on the couch next to Jasper and kind of wait and see what's up.
Yeah, I'm sitting in the sort of living room area in front of the big TV, and I'm just kind of sunken into the couch, staring kind of sourly into the screen, even if it's not on.
We gotta get our news. Snow days.
Oh god. Hold on, wait, I wasn't ready. You know how fast we have to type when snow days comes on?
Yeah, I'll enter into the area. I'll have my hand of Gulshern, the giant scythe that I acquired, is going to be floating next to me, being carried by an unseen servant. And another unseen servant will be bringing in a pitcher of water as I flop on the couch next to Fours, hold out my coffee mug, and get some coffee into it. Well, I guess water that turns into coffee.
Dosh would stroll in, his chassis completely repaired, and you could see he would have a new upgrade. You could see he has, like, his skin is, like, holographic. He can change his color and stuff. So it'd be, right now, kind of slowly changing, like, an ombre between purple and blue and red.
Fancy.
So kind of iridescent, almost?
Yeah.
In the shift. That's cool. So where does that put you on the Iron Man evolution of technology upgrades? I feel like you've reached nano suit now.
Yeah, not full nano suit yet. It's just holographic. So.
Does everybody have a good couple days?
And I'll just kind of offer you a blank look.
That
like,
good?
Not great.
I'll flop down next to you and put one of my arms around you, like a friendly.
You're still forearms?
Yep.
It wasn't bad. My dad's in town. Looking for work. Thinking of staying.
Well, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, have you been to the office in the last few days? I know we're not. We're on leave, but I stopped by to show him the big Amon Tower and everything.
No, I haven't been.
Sharap has been moved over to accounting, not for us anymore.
Just general Amon accounting?
Yeah. And I got a memo asking me to consider joining the Amon Protection Division.
What do you think of that?
I definitely don't want to do that, but...
Well, what did you tell them?
It's just a memo that was on my desk. I saw Gore, he says hi, but I didn't respond. I just took the memo, it's in my pocket. It feels like we're getting split up, or at least that's the plan.
McKinn told me that Orion is calling the shots at the office.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yeah, he's definitely not happy with me right now. And he's going to be less happy because Mathilde and I have activated another power plant.
Where?
The Arashi one?
Yes. yeah, the Arashi one that we went to.
What other plants are left?
I believe there's two other plants. Jeff, back me up on that. Is that correct?
There's one you assume is over in Sulane and another one in Sulane.
And it seems that the maps inside these shrines, they are lighting up. We're reactivating the shrines, really. So I'm pretty confident that we would be able to find the other shrines by following the maps. Something I'm concerned about, though, is that the shrine that Matilda and I reactivated, it had another agent of Makith, and I'll kind of hold up my mechanical hand and look at it. It's the ancient one, and say that there was another agent of Makith with a... that was dead. It looks like he deactivated this shrine as well. But same thing, Matilda took the same arm that I have, as well as he had the same ring. Hold up my hand with the ring on it. It seems like it was a coordinated effort to shut down all these shrines a long time ago.
By Makith.
They were agents of Makith. But yeah, I didn't find anything that spelled out a motive for him.
Is this stuff that happened in your day off?
Yeah.
Can you give me the broad strokes of what you guys ended up doing?
Yeah. So knowing the rough whereabouts, the location of the shrine, we were able to get in. This one was close to water. We were able to dive into this dungeon and I guess reactivate the shrine. It had a guardian, very much like before, but we were ready for it. It was the same vase that the last guardian was in, and.
Were you able to defuse it?
You would have been proud. I'll pat the scythe that's being floating next to me a little bit. Actually landed a hit with this thing.
You have a scythe floating next to you? I just registered that.
Yeah, sorry, I have an unseen servant carrying it. It's heavy.
Okay. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look, I can only carry comfortably about 20, 30 pounds, all right?
I get that.
So you need ghosts to pick up the slack.
Yeah.
So who was the agent of Makith then?
Well, if you remember from the Shrine of Gulshern, we found that body that was slumped over the console.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it was, that was an one agent? Of those guys. Yep.
But was this one alive?
No.
Okay.
It looked like he got crushed by something and... Looks like he managed to get his job done, but died in the process kind of thing, is what I'm surmising on this.
You're thinking we're going to find entombed devotees in all the shrines, ones that got buried after they carried out the final orders?
At this point, yeah. I'm starting to think that's what it looks like. I think that all the shrines got shut down at once.
Are we going to try for the other two?
Yeah, we are. But I'm leaning heavily on Matilda and Xavier for that. There's only three more days before we're to report back to Amon and kind of pick up the pieces, see what's going down. What I would want is for these shrines to not be in the hands of Amon. I want them to bring power to the people. Mm-hmm. Very much like we've done here in this district.
Were you able to secure the other power plant as ownership with the new company? Like, because we kind of... I don't know, did you acquire this place so we kind of own this, or the
Old Energies?
Yeah.
Acquiring this area?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matilda will be sending people. The thing that I see about this right now is we control the shrines, meaning that we also control the maps, and also we know what they do. Amon is a little bit in the dark on this, so acquiring these shrines now is our chance to actually hold them.
That doesn't seem like something we can do in 3 days, though, just because of distance of travel.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned about Amon starting to block purchases from anything Bold-related.
Mm-hmm. Just freeze accounts that are trying to transfer anything or do business with Bold entities.
I mean, Amon is...
Yeah, they're a financial institution.
I made it pretty clear that he can't mess with anyone in my family except for me.
They're allowed to mess with you?
Yeah, well, I'm
what
there.
What are the limits of that messing? Do you have it in writing?
I'll pull on my speed suit that I'm wearing.
Do you have a copy of the contract you signed, Lucius?
I can word for word it, but no, I don't. I'd like to think that I've gone over it enough that, I'll just kind of magically manifest some minor illusion that is the contract, and it will float over to you.
Okay. I'm curious what the contract has to say about the rest of us, because we all became Amon employees when you signed this contract.
Yeah.
I feel like we became assets more than employees, but...
Yeah, as I understand it from when it happened, we're all kind of sharing the same fate.
I got your back.
We're grouped together in the same thing and as a part of this contract. There's no differentiating between any of us?
As I recall, no.
All right. That makes things simple.
Yeah, I only made stipulations for Xavier and Matilda. And I got what I wanted. Forz is alive, so judge all you want.
Yeah, no, it makes sense that you signed the contract under the circumstances you did.
I'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
Behind you on the news, you can hear Sarum Saw. Corlean scientists and Avia have discovered a new Kenzai research facility in North Vastwood by Chirai. Osric, well, I hear the Vastwood's lovely this time of year. It sure is. The Zelenant Business Conference is still on plan for their meeting at the end of the month. It's being reported that the Big Ten will be there, and we wish Ty Fralin much success at the table with these titans of commerce and industry. I hear that it's going to be on the Juggernaut, the famous airship created by the founder of the Basia Colleges, Phyrex. It is one of our true treasures. To be a fly on that wall, I can't imagine a bigger meeting of movers and shakers of our world. But before we cut to commercials, Snow Days, brought to you by Prestidigitergent. Make stains and dirt disappear like magic.
Huh.
You're biting on your style, Lucius.
I'll look over at the TV screen. All the dust on the TV screen goes away suddenly, and it's very crisp and clear.
But then when you go to the bathroom, it all comes back. When you're outside of range, all the fingerprints and stuff come back.
I think cleaning stuff is pretty much one of the best things you can do with prestidigitation.
Yeah.
I still cannot pronounce
it
that
doesn't,
word.
It doesn't, the effects don't go away from cleaning, right? Didn't we determine that?
Yeah.
Correct.
I think you can dry your clothes too, right? If you're...
Yeah.
Josh will butt in from the cleaning conversation. And I'll say, oh guys, I ran into Chavri, Das.
How are they doing?
A little serious. We had a good talk.
Yeah, I'll... Looking down at my mechanical arm. So yeah, they lost their arm, yeah.
So yeah, oh yeah, so did that street cop.
Sorry, street cop?
Yeah, he got like acid sprayed on him after the car got smashed.
Damn.
Until Dosh is just like eating up the attention. Purposefully not giving details.
Yeah. Just being super mad again. Oh, me?
Yeah. But I'll say that I ran into a bigger android who said he was taking me back for the self, and we got into a fight in the street.
What? Are you okay?
Yeah. Oh, I'm great.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I mean, yeah, I guess you look great, but... But what the hell?
Yeah, I don't know. I also learned that my core isn't made for my body. It's, like, ripped in there.
Your core is not made for your body.
Yeah. Like, my soul, my bit, my thing that's like me.
It's
not supposed to be in this body. Maybe it's why I'm constantly trying to fix it. I don't know. But
this is different from your berry problem.
I think it's kind of the same a little bit. No, it's different. My berry problem is because my body's not licensed, and so Barry gave me his license, which I don't think I need it anymore. Yeah, it's unrelated. I don't give Barry his license back. It's probably missing. I'll actually pop it out and hand it to Lucius. Next time you see Barry, tell him I said thank you.
Yeah, I'll take it and put it inside my Elbear coat pocket, and then probably take my coat off and hang it up.
Yeah, some big android. He had like huge, giant arms that he would power up, and he had six glowing blue eyes.
Crazy.
Not ringing a bell for me.
Yeah.
When
same.
I go through my psycho robot index, I'm not getting a match.
Yeah, I've never seen him either, but he seemed to know me.
Do you have any idea who the self is that he was trying to take you back to?
No idea. I kept saying that Rage did a number on me, and if I don't return with them, they'll resend Rage.
Huh.
I guess we should be ready for it.
Did you get any recordings of them?
No.
You think this is related to the mess on the airship coming home?
I think so, yeah. Sounds like I'm supposed to go out into the world, learn stuff, and return to the self. But I told him to fuck off, and then we fought. He threw a car at me.
Glad you won.
It was kind of a stalemate. We fought to a draw. He decided it wasn't worth it and left. But a poor cop got hit in the crossfire. And we stayed to tend to his wounds as best I could until the police actually arrived and EMTs. And that's when I met Chavri. ran into her.
But as you're catching up here, Lucius, you get a message from work.
Great. My HCOM will float in front of me and I will read it.
Yeah, you get the message from Typh saying that once you're done with your extended non-paid vacation, we have a meeting planned in order to discuss the lack of vertical growth that our metrics require for maximized profit potential. This can include up to mandatory reassignment, depending on the outcome of the solutions you bring to the table.
Well, I kind of knew this was coming.
Ask if we can teleconference in.
You're getting put on a pip.
How long have we worked this on?
Seriously, I'm serious, Lucius. Ask if we have to be there in person. No, don't ask if we have to be there in person. Just ask if we can teleconference in.
How about we just teleconference in?
Yeah.
Should we get the rest of our crew out of Amon?
Yes.
So, when is this meeting?
When we come back. So in 3 days or so. It's time to shit or get off the pot on this one. I think it's time for us to leave Amon.
But we almost have tenure. Right. You've been there for a whole week and a half?
Guys, my 401k is...
I was almost fully vested.
We've outlasted most Trump appointees.
How many Scaramucci's are we at?
Right.
You guys are barely at one Scaramucci.
This makes me want to try to find the promise.
Okay.
Oswald will be nodding.
And we have 3 days.
And we think it's in Amon HQ?
As I recall, we think that it's in a research facility, right? Something like that? Or am I making that up? Did I read that, or was that nothing?
Every time I've ever asked you, Lucius, directly, in character, about where the promise is, it's always seemed like you're just, like, making it up.
So as I recall, we don't know exactly where it is, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. From what I remember, the speculation was, since Amon has gone through all these vaults, that they must have it somewhere.
Right. And while we're able to access their systems, maybe we can find out where they have it or if they have it. And it might be time to jump on that. Not just might, I really think that we should do this.
Okay.
The way things are looking, they've already absorbed Shirop and put him in a different unit. It might not be long until they do that with all of us.
Got my memo.
Right.
Well, it sounded like that was almost explicitly in the thread that you were sent. As far as the veiled corporate speak of what you bring to the table.
Right.
Yeah.
Status is about to be updated to organ donor.
Give me a reason why Amon requisitions still exist.
Well,
we're thinking no to the shrine and yes to the promise, because this is the closest that we're ever going to be to the promise, we think.
That's my vote.
Will the promise help protect us from Amon after we try to leave?
I don't know, but it's a way to try to combat corporate rule throughout.
I think Dosh wasn't around for the promise stuff, so I don't know the original, what this means. But Dosh, what is the promise?
That is a good question. Lucius?
So looking for a contract created by McKeith that bound a bunch of robot gods?
Well, it's a contract that gives a voice to everybody that's not one of the nine gods.
Oh, okay.
So am, like, I talking on my ass, Jeff, or am I right, like, on that?
The ascension of the nine robot lich gods, while they have their immortality in the city, the people receive protection benefits from them. This also gave the people the chance or the ability to potentially, with the houses, be able to take away power or wish to remove a lich from power if they all agreed to that, if all the houses want to do that. So basically kind of put a chance for the houses to come together against them. It was never used because the houses benefited greatly from the protection the lich gods provided, but that was part of their way to maintain peace and power.
So, I imagine you're thinking that Amon or someone from Amon would want this? Are you trying to get bargaining power?
We first learned about this from the inevitable, what's his name? I don't think I could even pronounce it if I tried. Geltrex or?
Gavin Tech,
thank you. That one's not that hard.
Bad example. It just happened to be a bad example.
Yeah, I was confusing him with a different guy. Yeah, and he's the gang leader, I guess, of which gang?
The Inevitables.
Yeah, we were at the gang's moot, and the idea was, or the way I remember it, was that the promise was going to be able to give the gangs more of a voice in house affairs.
Oh.
But I think that it can give everybody more of a voice, all the common people.
Well, whether or not we work for Amon, I think this is an admirable thing we should be trying to get.
Yeah. Is it going to protect us? Maybe. But I can't say for sure.
So if Amon already has this thing locked up somewhere, then while we're still Amon employees, that might give us an edge in trying to get access to it. And maybe yeah. also finding out where it is.
Yeah, exactly that.
Do you think they're going to be suspicious if we all start suddenly behaving? You know?
Right.
Like if we just come in and stop being obnoxious to them, do you think they're going to get suspicious?
I don't know if I can do that.
I mean, if Type's as good a businessman as they say is, he would have a use for us outside of our proclivities.
True.
Well, in joining up with him, yeah, he had thought that. And we've proven him wrong in every case. Which I'm still a little bit confused why Orion Storm is so angry at me right now. It broke him when he found out that we were forcing him into become a family member of Amon Industries. But yeah, now he seems to be relishing in his newfound power.
Well, he's a soldier. He falls in line pretty easily. And he's got a new boss.
Was he in our department's org before we left for our 3-mission tour?
I think he was his own. He
wasn't part of requisitions?
No.
Okay. So he had nothing to do with us? He didn't have anything to do.
He was part of requisitions.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah, they hadn't promoted anybody because Typhon assumed that Lucius would step into a leader role.
So he was part of your department and you went rogue with us and you didn't loop him in at all.
That sounds more real than anything, yeah.
And then you had him called in to clean up after us on all the things we went and screwed up. So he got all the work and was in a position to get all the blame.
And I'm just going to guess you hung up on him once or twice.
Speaking of hanging up, you will get a message from Xavier wanting to speak with you when possible. Lucius.
All right. Well, how about this? I'll send back. I'll let him know that we're in the common area.
Excellent. I'll be up in an hour.
All right. Sounds like Xavier needs to talk to us. But yeah, what our role in Amon was kind of weird. And I haven't been very diplomatic with Orion Storm. So sorry, everybody.
I mean, he challenged us to a war, so...
Yeah. Glad you understand.
I'm not super fussed about keeping him happy.
I think I would ask Jasper to see what she can find out on the Dark Constant about the promise. See if there's any information or rumors about it, or it might be, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I can check on that.
Thank you.
I wonder if Desmond Crowe's having fun on his vacation, the party god's palace.
Did he win a seat on the Dreadnought?
He did. Was it the Dreadnought? No, it was the moon.
Yeah, he gets to go party on the Dreadnought, and then he gets 4 hours on the moon.
Because I think the Dreadnought's the only... I believe there aren't... are there, like, Starborn teleportation ways to get up there?
Directly to the moon? No, the Dreadnought's the only way to...
Exclusive access?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds extra pretentious.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Has anybody heard anything further from Vancilian Crow about him being upset with us?
Yeah, we make everyone mad, don't we?
Like, have we started to see any blowback?
I have not.
Yeah, I've got a feeling that's not gonna... That's gonna come from the sides, not the front.
From the other two quests, you didn't even know we're there.
Right.
All our quests have time limits. And if we don't do them, there's consequences.
There's 50 of them, and we only remember, like, 2 at a time.
your system volume is always muted. Yeah, if I have it turned on, there's just constantly beeping.
Homer Simpson with the engine light taping over it.
Just like, Jesus, leave me alone.
That's a yell. That's a lot of yellow explanation points. Like, yeah, we can only get to so many. Well, maybe with us being part of a mod, they'll crows will leave us alone for a little bit, think things over before coming at us.
I'm trying to remember, was there some kind of connection between Vensili and Crow and the whichever gang it is that kidnapped your dad?
Kabuto Syndicate?
The Kabuto Syndicate? Kabuto Syndicate.
Yeah. Was there a connection there, or were we just hypothesizing there might have been one?
I don't think there was. I don't think we ever thought there was a connection there.
Literally, I think you just made that up right now, Jason.
You just made that up right now. Yeah. I'm like,
welcome to my world.
No, we're not going to convince ourselves there's something else we thought of.
All right, yeah, no, that's fine. So there's not a connection there. It's just the Kabuto Syndicate is another hanging thread over us that we need to deal with.
Yes, but the Kabuto Syndicate, it has more to do with Amon than us directly at the moment because of the whole war thing that we're kind of just there a part of. And with my dad being paid, or debt being paid off and that being taken care of, we should be free of the Kabuto Syndicate.
Is there an opportunity there if they're truly oriented against the Amon and not us? Like, maybe we can give them a hand, which would help distract Amon from us?
Seeing as I started the house war with them, I doubt it.
True, right. But they do understand people doing their jobs. Mm. And if we're like, hey, we decide, they might not like the betrayal aspect of it.
So you know what I think they could do that'd be really gnarly? Is Type doesn't like the way we're performing, so he sequesters us all in a new department. Let's call it Hosed. and then they're the department that has to fight the Kabuto Syndicate when the Kabuto comes to fight Amon.
So we have to fight, say, maybe something like a house war?
Yeah. We're the gimp that's tied to the hood of the barbarian's truck on the wasteland, and it's gonna be whatever meat shield that's worth. But that's just a hypothetical. We haven't even met with Type yet.
Oh, there's still always the Anchored, right? They're there too.
Yeah, there's still the Anchored that we've kind of, I don't want to say ignored, but mocked and told them they're not a real threat.
Yeah, they're out there. I met them the last couple days.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Remember Varian Shatter? That asshole with the tattoos?
No.
Yeah.
He's a pretty high-ranking member in the Anchored, apparently. He shot at me and Chesero and some other folks. Sniper rifle's back in play, by the by.
Who's got it now?
Some poor fruit and bean employee.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Well, we got more collateral damage to clean up after now.
So, at some point, I think we should make a dedicated effort to try and resolve the Anchored problem. Because more and more, like you say, collateral damage, more and more innocent people are getting swept up in this. They're real pissed at Chesero, by the way.
Well, that's good.
Chesero okay?
As of today, he is, yeah. So did you know he can snatch bullets out of the air?
Man, you...
I'll believe it when I see it.
I know he can summon walls.
Yeah, he did that too. That saved us from a wrecker going off.
I thought I had a fun day.
Did you see Chesero then, for the last few days?
Yeah, I was with Chesero. We went to the Black Library. We're trying to find some information. And then Varian ambushed us on our way out, basically.
Oh, you all had a full couple of days. My dad and I did touristy stuff. He's staying at Olden's right now.
We just need like a Keegan episode of him just cleaving through goblins for 30 minutes. We all come back together. He's just covered in blood.
It's just an alleyway brawl with the red caps.
Oh, I also met up with Mol Mori. He's the guy who's been putting up weird celestial graffiti around town, like the guy painting on the freeway and putting like big ass sigils on the sides of skyscrapers, that kind of thing.
Oh, the guy we saw. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a nice guy. Weird, but nice guy. apparently we need to put some sigils, or he says that some sigils need to be placed on top of Duskbanter Tower and some lighthouse in Seleni to prevent or protect the city from something called Tonkair. I don't know what that is, but he thought it was important.
That kind of sounds like cleaning up a mess that started in the Sulane Nature Reserve. Hey, you guys have another chance to do a ritual and not fuck it up.
Yeah, that graffiti he's been doing, it's like some kind of celestial protection rune stuff. I don't know. But yeah, he said two more of them need to be placed in order to protect the city.
And he can't do it?
Maybe he can. I don't know. I think that's what he's been working on.
Got this.
It's like he's got this.
That's what I said.
We'd only screw him up. We'd only slow him down.
Yeah, we just make it worse.
I don't necessarily believe him.
Ranger Sands. He's dead now.
God damn it.
Poor Ranger Sands. I never knew he...
Well, he's doing a bang-up job without us.
Talking through that, I would, at this point, remember to, like, pat my pocket. Do I still have Mol Mori's journal?
Well, I guess let's take a quick roll here and see. Looks like you would have given it back.
Okay, good. That would have been my intention.
Ranger Sands. We need to do, like, a side episode that's just a backstory about him.
There he is, hugging his four kids, his wife. It should be an easy day at work today, hon. Watching the RV park, I should be good.
Oh man, it would be a total mindfuck, like the Pohoy episode of Adventure Time.
Poor Sands.
Well, we'll have a hard time dealing with any of these problems if Amon retasks us to do whatever they want us to do. So I think, Lucius, you're right that we need to concentrate on getting out from underneath their control. Mm-hmm.
But we take what we can get on the way out.
Sure.
Looking at your unseen servants carrying a couch out of house.
Just start slowly carrying things out over the next 3 days.
We already did that. We got piles of money from this place.
No, I'm on.
Oh, yeah, I'm on doing the same thing that we did.
I'm taking the fake plants.
Core really likes that desk, didn't it?
Just get a box truck and start taking out all the office equipment.
Right. Colony of theft.
You just take that printer.
Just I think you'll find that I can.
Embezzlement.
Right. So one thing to keep in mind, Lucius, breaking the contract, you have the money to pay out of it, does mean it does expose Xavier and Matilda to Amon.
Okay.
You put that in the contract, so they are protected as long as you work for Amon.
Well, good thing Xavier's coming up here.
And by you, that means, as per the contract, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What if one of us dies? Does that break the contract? Because then we're not working for Amon anymore?
You work for Amon in death. I don't think that death stops you from working for Amon.
I think that was the one thing that was demonstrated right up front.
Yeah.
Death is not a way out of this.
Welcome back, Boris. Now get back to work.
PTD, paid time dead. You get to die for 3 years.
All right, we'll pick up your contract then in 3 years.
Does the way the contract with Lucius and Amon, the way that it works is there's like literally a physical like master copy of the contract that is the way that it's all enforced?
Yeah, like, Typh has the main copy.
Like, if that was destroyed, what then?
No, you'd have to find out.
Well, that's easy. We'll just pickpocket Typh Raylan, who's probably some kind of undying lich.
We want you to catch
him. No, don't spread those false accusations.
I think I've got +6 to that. I've got this. Oh, I got +9 to sleight of hand. Hell yeah, let's go.
If I pass my check, I knock him out.
It's be the storage unit all over again.
Right. You should distract him while someone else picks his pocket, Lucius.
It'll be like every other time I've tried to sleight of hand.
Has Lucius attempted a sleight of hand in our game yet?
I've had like one or two epic fails.
Yeah, he stole a set of keys from a storage unit. At the storage unit where he had to distract the front desk person. He It's the one where Fors got sent to the storage facility in Silene through the
endpoint got exploded.
Yep.
Where we learned Keegan can't run in armor.
Yes.
And that's when Keegan decided to stop wearing his armor automatically, which led to a whole other set of problems.
Yeah. Good times.
You just need calling armor so you can be a Power Ranger.
Yeah. Oh man, do they have that at Amon?
I bet they do.
In the
right
APD,
now, I'm not wearing my armor.
But I think no matter what, in 3 days, we're going to find ourselves in a state of discomfort.
Unless we can figure out something clever. Clever as fuck.
That doesn't sound like RMO.
That sounds like you're giving up preemptively.
What's in this vase? Oh, look, a lava elemental.
Fucking pulled its spleen out its butt.
To be fair, I thought he was treasure.
It felt like treasure. But no, I'm not giving up.
Heavy?
We can do this.
I treasure those memories.
Yeah, to be fair, as far as lessons learned, you guys raffle stomped that in approximately 12 seconds. So I don't think anything could be gained from that, but oh.
Stupid face monsters.
Yeah.
Vector unchanged.
The one that I fought with Matilda, he definitely suffered a similar fate. Slapped around Matilda a little bit until she came back around and just stomped it.
Did you hide in a corner again?
The equivalent of.
Put your invisibility cloak on?
Yeah, no, I've, you guys haven't, I haven't had a reason to use it yet, but I definitely roll around with this cough suit.
What is it exactly?
Yeah, without going into the equipment list and all that shit, it's an amount of armor that has a battery, and I can create a sound barrier around me that gives me damage reduction and deals sonic damage to anybody that's close to me.
Ooh, fancy.
Mm-hmm.
Does it match your tower shield?
It's definitely something that, like, I got that at the same time as the tower shield. Like, more defensive stuff.
And I look at Keegan. It should have been your idea.
Yeah.
Where did you get all that?
I requisitioned it from Amon.
Ah.
Yeah, as soon as we joined the family, that's... I went down to the armory and geared up.
Quite a bit out of there, too.
Yeah, I picked up that. I've got a chip stack in my spine.
What do you got slotted? What's your build, Elon?
Goddamn. Oh.
That was really mean. I would just meant it as like a gamer thing.
No, yeah. I've got a chip that gives me tower shield proficiency. I've got a +3 to spellcraft chip and a +3 to ride chip.
Nice.
It helps me drive better.
I'm going to go make a pot of coffee in the kitchen. I think it's probably going to be a long night once Xavier gets here and we start getting through details of how we're going to go after Amon.
But as you all continue discussing, eventually you will hear a knock at the door. He'll walk in, cane in one hand as he'll... Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, we've just been waiting for you.
Yeah, I imagine we all did not rise to our feet, but instead just craned ourselves over to look in the direction of the front door as he came in.
I'll bring Xavier a cup of coffee.
But yeah, I'll get up and go for a hug.
He'll give you a hug as he takes the coffee in one hand and oh, careful. Thank you, Oswald.
You're welcome.
Him a nod and a wave.
Yeah, it's good to see you all in one place here. Lucius, Matilda gives me some good news. Your little venture has shown that they are connected. The one in the spider forest here seems to be fully active. We're going to be sending over members of Bull Construction. I'm going to get the council over there to start taking a look at it. But this is excellent. Now, Matilda says you're still on a break, is that right?
Unpaid leave is what they're calling it. Excellent. And I just got a recent notice to come back in about 3 days to reassess our role in the company.
Oh, excellent. 3 days should be more than enough time.
I'll raise my eyebrows at that, looking towards Xavier.
Well,
more than enough time?
It seems that from the map, we're getting some power fluctuations from the generator in Silene.
I guess I don't know what that means.
That was not on, right?
As far as we knew, no one has found it, and it's not on. But If you have
three, could be an indication that someone's gotten to it.
Potentially, yeah, that's what we're worried about. Or if even maybe just two of them turning on is starting to activate the other ones, which means that they could alert other people to their presence.
So we got to get there and claim them before someone else does.
And Xavier, I'll look at you and very astute, Dash. We're going to need that under control if we want Bold Energy to have the power it's going to need to, well, compete. I figure if you still have 3 days, shouldn't take you more than, what, six? Probably from here, probably about an 8-hour drive. You guys can at least find it and locate it, lock it down for us before you go back. I figure this would be an absolute win.
Sounds like you're cutting our timelines pretty close with that. But yes, I'll be kind of getting nervous on this. I don't know what the conversation is going to be like when Pipe confronts me. And right now we're leaning towards leaving him on, which would void the protections on any Bold company.
I don't mean to come across as selfish, Lucius, but don't. If we can get this established while we're still under protection, it makes it all the more likely that we can maintain control of it once we lose it.
I'll get up and start pacing around.
Plus, if you can play nice, Typh is an excellent person to have in your back pocket. But of course, I don't work for them, so I don't know what you all have to deal with.
No, it's just that we haven't completed any of our assignments in a fashion that... we haven't completed any of our assignments the way that Typh wanted them to go. Investigating this very spot that we're standing on right now was... like, I should have given this to Typh, not you, right? Like, my arrangement with Typh is quickly going downhill.
Well, then it's his job to break the contract then, correct?
I think that he's going to play it smarter, and he is going to just reassign us throughout Amon, and for all I know, I'm going to be relocated somewhere, you know? I think he's just going to make us disappear at this point. We'll see. I don't know, but...
Have you reached out to Ophelia? She always seemed to have the inside track on that.
You know, I have not. Didn't even think about it. You're right. It would be best to hold on to this agreement as long as possible. I just don't think we have long.
Also, this may be my... I have plans that this may interfere with, but not the worst. Once we can get Bold Energy established, I can purchase a seat on the Seleni Council, at least, which should give us a little bit more sway.
So hold out for as long as we can.
Are you guys ready to dance?
Typh's not a fool, Lucius. If you're doing stuff that's messing him up, I don't think he could have maintained power for as long as he has if it only took you a week to ruin his life or plans. You can't be the first time he's hired a chaotic element, no matter how proficient at that chaos you seem to be.
You can't out-chaos the chaos god.
I can try.
Work for Mon, I'm sure, must be trying. So I support you either way. I'm just trying to make sure we get the best benefit out of this before, well, things go awry.
Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. 3 days is plenty of time to acquire the next location. I would say be ready in the case that things go sour and the conversation I'll be having with Typh in 3 days. But I'll try my best to maintain at this point.
No, at least the 3 days will buy Matilda time to finalize any permits and reach out to accounting and make sure contracts are in place for what we have so far.
Well, we're not going to wrangle this situation we have.
Yeah, Xavier will look around and I'm not sure I know what that means, but... But here, this might cheer you up a bit, Lucius. The generator here is working perfectly. Everything's back up online. The council says we're able to power all of our ferry, as well as extend this into the Sword Eye District as well. With the Arashi Shrine functioning, this takes care of pretty much the top half of the country. It also does mean a lot of the old waterways are working, so wells and support structures like that are helping the less developed parts of Sword Eye and our ferry. A lot of people are benefiting from what you've done so far. And of course, we are doing this all of no charge to any citizen, though companies we are charging a bit of a premium.
Yeah, I'll feel good about that.
So is it just the one shrine that's an 8-hour drive away that needs to be activated, or is it two?
Well, we haven't seen any fluctuations from what we assume would be in the southwestern Seleni area, just the one that we assume is somewhere in the Sulane district. Of course, if we see any fluctuations, we'll reach out and give you a call, but as of right now, that one still is not illuminated on the map.
And no one knows where its physical location is?
We don't yet. Since it is pretty close to Bold Construction, I'm having surveyors head out to try to find it. And if we can get a hold of it without having to put you in a time crunch or make you have to go against the Mon, even better. But right now you are all 2 for 2 on these. Oswald's ability to use magic to understand the control panels, as well as Lucius' ability, as Matilda was bragging about, to be able to find the passageways in, makes you pretty indispensable.
Man, Dosh is here too.
I wouldn't be alive without him. Like, you take one level of any spellcaster and you too can have to detect secret doors.
Yeah, Xavier looking at you like, wow, don't rub it in. Dick.
Well, I'm down. It'd be like a little road trip, little time crunch. Adds a little adrenaline to it.
Yeah, it sounds like we should go.
Overall, I'm saying we're in a very strong position, Lucius. With the Arferi Council coming together and all the work we've done for them, we sit well with them. It seems that your previous acquaintance, Quinn, has been made the head of the Sword Eye Seekers, giving us a strong in control in that district. If I get onto the Selene Council, short of gaining power in Duskbanter, the only district not within our grasp is Selene. And if we get that, if you are able to get the generator there under control as well, that gets us almost all four corners of the Empire.
Does Amon have any idea of what this is yet?
So far, I haven't gotten any cease and desist letters or inquiries. I have no doubt that Amon probably has ideas of what's happening here.
And you're watching your back, right?
Of course. I'm paying for a bit more security this time, so...
I'm going to lean in when there's a lull in the conversation, and I'll be... my eyes will be darting back and forth between Lucius and Xavier, and I'll say to Lucius, is Xavier looped in on the whole anchored assassins thing?
No.
Xavier will look at Lucius. Is this something I need to be aware of?
Might as well be. There have been attempts to kill me by a group called the Anchored. I'll look over to Forrest a little bit annoyed and say, you know, just know that there's a lot of elements out there that work against us, and on this one, we need to just sit down and have a talk about it. It's going to take way too long right now. So maybe when I get back, we talk about it.
Okay. I guess we can circle back to your assassination attempt. If you think it's not relevant or important that we know about that.
it's a lot.
Well, I guess I'd say I think it'd be better for all of us if you don't get killed, Lucius.
Yeah, like I keep on telling our friend Shavri Das, pretty sure I can't die at this point. Still alive.
So neither can Grandpa, right? Because when I was talking to my kin, they kept on saying, and he was describing to me the people who hired him, he kept on saying, this guy's grandson, which would be referring to the target, which would be you, which means that the hiring agent, right?
Yeah, Xavier would finish your sentence, be fucking Magnus.
He's dead. It would be news to me that they keep talking about this dude's grandfather.
You're right, Lucius. We should have a good sit down when you get back.
Fuck. I was supposed to win that one.
I think I would pipe in at this point and say, I really think we should talk about this now, openly. Innocent people are being affected by this thing, whatever it is that the Anchored has against Lucius. We've all been shot at. We know people who have been killed. Innocent people are now being affected by Alfiers. I think we need to be cards on the table about this.
Yeah, from looking to Oswald over to Xavier's. Is our grandfather alive?
Xavier would find a chair to sit down. Alive is not what I would call Magnus.
Yeah, what'd you call me?
I'd call you my little brother. Grandpa saw an opportunity to achieve something generally most people consider profane, an attempt at immortality, as it were, and a lot of, well, as far as the old rituals and arcane texts go, in order to achieve that, you have to make a sacrifice, a very important one. I altered the texts that Grandpa had with the help of Matilda when we were younger, and ruined that ritual, Lucius. And when you were really sick, instead of you passing, as Grandpa would have had, you became his phylactery. Problem is, I was young and I didn't understand the entirety of the ritual, and so your death may or may not allow Grandpa to come back. This, of course, resulted in the accident that makes it so Matilda and I cannot use magic.
Yeah, I'll rub it my forehead. That's a lot. Magnus was a great man.
Great and good are two different things, Lucius.
Yeah, great means big.
I'll sip in my coffee on that one. Indeed.
Yeah, Xavier sips almost at like the same time.
Outstanding.
So he's somehow able to communicate with these anchored?
I don't know if he could. I know that Grandpa was a perpetual, so we may have spoke with these Alphiers beforehand, and if I understand, Alphiers are prisons, right?
Yeah.
Well, you are now a prison in a way for Grandpa, but if his soul can get out, then it can reform, which would mean, I guess, these other Alphiers have a deal with him to also get out.
Just imagining myself being an Alphier and Keegan picking me up by both legs and smashing me against a bad guy.
I mean, if you do a lot of damage, I'm all for it.
He gets past magic damage reduction.
Oh, let's do it.
His body counts as profane.
Who was Magnus's Alphier?
That part I don't know. I don't know any of the other Alphiers he's communicated with. I knew he had some glass blade that he adventured with, but I'd assume it's that, but it might be something else.
Did Varian have any sort of magical aura around him when you met with him?
Not that we noticed, no. In fact, he didn't seem to have an Alphier at all. He was the only one in the crew that attacked us that didn't have an Alphier. It seemed like he was trying to recover an Alphier from Chesero.
Do you have a drone?
Yeah, there was a drone Alphier involved in it, yeah.
Sorry, you don't think the drone is his?
The impression I got from Chesero is that the drone was not, like, controlled by Varian, but Chesero is wrong about... Yeah, but Chesero, I'm not sure how reliable of a interpreter of events he is. Super smart guy, but sometimes he's just wrong, you know?
I would apologize, Lucius, but I don't think I would make a different decision given what I knew at the time.
No, I understand. It's just a lot to take in right now. Well, sounds like a perfect time for a road trip then. And I'll hold out my arms and my owlbear cloak will float off the hook and I'll suddenly be wearing it.
Like the Disney princess you are.
You have the spell thematics to have all the little birds look like they're carrying it.
Right.
Yeah, I guess when you put on Magnus's coat with your scythe and ancient golem arm, Xavier will stand up and look at you and well, thank you for going to Selene to find this. And he'll what, half smile and you look like a great man.
He's a good man.
Yeah, I'll clasp his hand with my one good hand and say I better live up to that.
Cool, and that's where we'll end the session.
Woo.
Oh, nice. Oswald, help me suit up.
You don't have four bluebirds to help you?
No, I've got you.